Allowing sport fishermen to use power-assisted devices has been controversial since they came on the market. Supporters say it's just one more piece of gear in an ever-expanding toolbox. Opponents say it's too easy and gives too much access to commercial black cod stocks. Current rules limit the size and weight of powered gear, but not who can use it. The proposal would have limited use in Southeast Alaska to people with disabilities. Author Steve Merritt, president of the Alaska Trollers Association, testified power-assisted reels are taking the sport out of sport fishing.
I mean it also on the principle of fair chase. We have rules for no night scopes, spotlighting deer, all involving electricity, that it's not really considered fair chase.
Some sport fishermen use electric reels to target black cod, which are also called sablefish. The deep water dwellers can be hard to catch without power assistance. Larry Edfelt spoke on behalf of Juneau-based territorial sportsmen.
Outlawing electric reels would close the black cod fishery in the Juneau and northern Chattanooga. We fish in 2,000 feet of water there, 1,500 to 2,000 feet. It takes 10 minutes just to get the bait down.
Guided fishermen also use the devices. Richard Yamada of the Alaska Charter Association testified the plan is the wrong way to approach the issue.
I think this proposal was a go-around to just restrict the use of to try to control harvest of sablefish. And I think the appropriate means would be bag limits.
Board of Fisheries members voted 6-1 against the proposal. Petersburg's John Jensen was the only one in support. Member Sue Jeffrey of Kodiak said it's a social issue.
I liken this to the debate in Kodiak about whether we should allow people to hike up a mountain on four-wheeler versus on foot. You know, it's the outdoors is for, you know, all users, and for some people, just getting out in a boat on the water is sporting enough.
Representatives of local Board of Fishery Advisory Committees voiced support for the proposal. Department of Fish and Game staff said the best way to reduce power reel use would be to ban it altogether. They said existing rules could allow disabled people to use the devices. The proposal is among almost 145 before the board. Deliberations continue through Sunday. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from the Board of Fisheries meeting in Ketchikan.